Nastasia Xavier's family and friends call her B. Her older brother, Joe Xavier, helped give her that name. At the end of November, that same older brother checked into Pilot Station's health clinic a day before she did. They both had COVID-19, were struggling to breathe, and were put on oxygen. B said her brother was doing worse than her, so she fought to recover quickly so Joe could use her oxygen concentrator along with his own.
And when my breathing got good, I gave my oxygen to him. He needed more than I do.
It wasn't enough. Poor weather conditions prevented a medevac from arriving in Pilot Station for 3 days. B and her mother, Tekla Xavier, were at the clinic with Joe during his final moments. But COVID-19 left B no time to grieve. The day after her brother died, on Thanksgiving Day, she was medevaced to Bethel. She developed pneumonia and needed to be put on a ventilator. At that point, she was flown to Seattle. Dr. Kevin Patel, the medical director at the UW Medical Center ICU, said her vital organs started to fail one after another. Patel said he had only seen a handful of patients during the pandemic as sick as her.
There were many times where it was hour to hour, especially in the beginning. We weren't sure whether Nastasia would survive to the next hour.
She had been put into a medically induced coma. Patel said her body was connected to machines that performed the function of her lungs, her kidneys, and even her heart.
Very few people survive this type of situation.
And yet, B did. On January 7th, she awoke from her coma.
I was confused where I was. I couldn't talk. I had to do sign language. It was like, so far, I'm so far away from home. And I was thinking of my kids.
Coming out of her coma was not the end of B's COVID journey. Far from it. Weeks went by as they disconnected her from the ventilator, the dialysis machine, the blood oxygenator, and she began the process of fighting to regain her normal abilities, like standing.
Just hard, like baby steps, learn slowly.
On February 5th, more than 2 months after she first checked into the health clinic in Pilot Station, B was discharged from the hospital. Her recovery is not only a testament to her individual strength, but also to the legions of doctors and nurses who aided her. Dr. Patel said during the course of her nearly 2 months stay at the UW Medical Center, over 100 medical professionals were involved in her care.
At the peak on any one day, at least 10 people involved, all at the same time, all on one day.
When it was time to go home, a familiar face arrived to help. A doctor from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation, who had cared for B before, flew down to Seattle to be her escort. And months after she left Pilot Station, B was able to return to all her friends and family.
My kids were the first one to come up to me. I hugged them really tight. My oldest one was really happy. She started crying.
She realized how much time had passed. One of her older sisters had white hair now, she said. Her two girls had grown so much without her.
My oldest is the same height as me now. My five-year-old is starting to learn her math.
For her mother, Tekla, B's return has been as sweet as the previous few months have been bitter. She said at times she thought she would have to burn a second child's clothes.
She is my miracle child.
B says by coming home, she was just fulfilling a promise she made to her mom when she was first medevaced to Bethel. She said she called her mom with this message.
I'm a fighter. I'm going to fight this to be alive. I'm going to fight this for my family and my kids.
To fully recover from her COVID-19 complications, B still has a long fight ahead of her. But the battles are getting more manageable. The morning after she arrived in Pilot Station, her battle was making breakfast for her family, by herself, on her own 2 feet. And like COVID-19, bacon, eggs, and pancakes were no match for Nastasia B. Xavier. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.